As of today, two storied financial institutions in the Delaware Valley will go by one name. WSFS and Beneficial Banks are taking this last step after merging in March. WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports making the Beneficial name go away has required some unusual marketing.
First, the formalities. Beneficial Bank, which has largely operated in Philly, the Burbs, and South Jersey, will take on the WSFS name. But as I found out, saying WSFS can be a mouthful.
And for WFS, WS, I'm just saying WSFS.
Please, that's what everybody says.
President and CEO Roger Levinson says the nickname for what started as the Wilmington Savings Fund Society has been around long before he joined WSFS in 2006.
To be honest with you, I don't even know the genesis of how it all started. It probably happened, obviously, a long time ago.
WSFS has had billboards and other ads throughout southeastern Pennsylvania and South Jersey introducing themselves for the last several months, including here at Dilworth Park in Center City. It's three blocks away from the former Beneficial headquarters, now one of WSFS's two headquarters, the other being in Wilmington. Out of curiosity, I wondered if anyone heard of WSFS. Many people I've talked to heard of Beneficial. WSFS, not so much. Have you heard of WSFS?
Never heard of WSFS, no.
Have you heard of a bank called WSFS?
No. What's that?
No, I haven't.
But Jason of Mount Laurel, New Jersey, figured out what is behind the name after seeing one of the billboards.
There it is. I see.
Have you ever seen
that
billboard?
We stand for service. I got it.
He got the bank motto. He also saw that two of a kind become one of a kind. Anyone driving on I-95 would have seen a billboard declaring, WSFS here, WSFS there, WSFS, WSFS everywhere. Philly, here they come. Charles R. Taylor, a professor of marketing at the Villanova Business School, says even though it takes some explanation, it makes sense to choose the WSFS brand.
Because it stands for We Stand for Service, I think it's a really good marketing program.
He says the principles of naming brands suggest that names should be kept short and easy to pronounce. But when you have situations like WSFS, he says you should do exactly what the bank is doing and have fun with it.
Invest in teaching people how they want it pronounced, you know, WSFS. And the only way to do that is to spend a lot of money on advertising and promotion.
Taylor says the funny-sounding name, the marketing campaign, in combination with WSFS's commitment to customer service, places the bank in a position to take on bigger out-of-town banks.
They're not going to stand out with the consumer if they don't have any kind of unique positioning. And I do so. I think the uniqueness of the name can actually be a good thing, but they've absolutely got to deliver on this aspect of customer service.
Taylor cites a recent J.D. Power survey that says customers say service at banks in general has gotten worse in the past decade. At the same time, customers viewed their bank as being more innovative. WSFS's Roger Levinson says they're an alternative to the big banks that is still big enough to invest in innovation. On top of that, they only operate in the Philadelphia market, which he says some people may find appealing for many reasons.
We think there's a certain segment of the population who where banking locally with a community bank, where they can see the impact of the relationship they have with the bank, when they have access to all the decision makers, there's a component of the population that really, really values that.
Going to a former Beneficial bank now, the teller that you regularly see at the branch will still be there. Levinson says all customer-facing employees were offered a job with the new company. They just may take a while to get used to saying the new name. Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.